Hey loves, I miss you guys so much. Let me just tell y'all, it's been a long 2 weeks that we have not spoke. But thank you for tuning in to episode 10 of my podcast, and thank you for just rocking with me on the journey. But this episode, we have a phenomenal guest speaker by the name of Pastor Arthur Thompson, who is also my father, for those of you who don't know. And my father has been the pastor at Miracle Missionary Baptist Church for 13 years. He was called to the ministry at the age of 28. So in total, he's been in the ministry for about 25 years. He is an amazing husband to my beautiful mother, Andrea Thompson. He's an incredible father to myself and all of my siblings. He is the best, coolest pawpaw to all of his grandchildren. He is a friend. He's a counselor. He's always there when we need him. He's God-fearing. He's very wise. And he really does make sure that he studies the Word of God. So therefore, he's able to support it and back it up whenever anyone has any questions or wants any clarity about the Word. I truly trust his judgment. I seek him for any insight, any teaching for my podcast, because I really do love the way he breaks down the Word and the way he makes it so relatable to what you can be experiencing or what you're going through or what I can be going through. And I just overall, I'm not boosting him all up because he's my father. I'm just keeping it real. And my dad is all about keeping it real. So I don't want to spend too much time, because I'm so excited for you guys to hear what he has to say and just to hear his podcast. It's so powerful. So turn your volume up. No distractions. Focus in. Listen. And I will be back with you guys next week for episode 11 on my podcast. Enjoy, and I'll talk to you guys soon.
To our lovely, talented, an inspiring youngest daughter, this is your father. I love you. I'm so very proud of you. Today's topics comes from the young people's lingo. I want to talk about keeping it 100. Keeping it 100 is the young people's saying. It is their slogan and serves as a symbol, which means real talk, telling the truth. I'm feeling it and keeping it real. In the book of St. Matthew, chapter 18, verses 12 through 14 reads, "How think ye, if a man have 100 sheep and one of them be gone astray, does he not leave the 99 and go into the mountains and seek that which is gone astray? And if so be that he finds it, verily I say unto you, he rejoices more of that sheep than of the 99 which went not astray. Even so, it is not the will of your Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish." These passage of scriptures, Jesus speaks of his genuine love for his sheep, which means his children. Jesus values his children, every one of them. Each child is precious in his sight. He loves them so much that if one of them is lost, he goes after that one until he finds him or her and joyfully forgive and return that one back to the sheepfold. Jesus is our shepherd, which means he leads us, he loves us, and looks for us when we get lost. Hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd. Also in this passage of scripture, Jesus gives a parable. A parable is stories, is a putting alongside for purposes of comparison and new understanding. In other words, it is a earthly story with a heavenly message. So here we see the criteria. 100 sheep and one goes astray. What do you do when one sheep wanders off the path? We see here there's a situation. How think ye if a man have 100 sheep? Let me ask you a question. Have you ever been in a situation or found yourself in a set of circumstances that was so convincing and overwhelming that it led you away from your purpose, your position, and even your practice? Jesus used this parable to illustrate the shepherd's love and role for his sheep. Secondly, we see the subtraction. And one of them be gone astray. Now, if we do the mathematical equation, 100 minus 1 equals 99. One goes astray, which means to wander off the path. This is what I call an act of deception. Because there are times when believers, Christians, are deceived and tricked by the enemy, the devil. And through the treachery, they go astray and roam off. The sheep is deceived and not disobedient. There's a difference between being deceived and being disobedient. The deceived wanders off the path, but the disobedient will leave the path. It is imperative that God's children stay close to the shepherd. Listen and learn his voice, and a stranger's voice they will not follow. The Bible makes it clear the sheep knows the shepherd, and the shepherd knows his sheep. Do you know the voice of God? Thirdly, we see the search. Does not he leave the 99 and go into the mountains? Jesus leaves the 99 sheep who are disciplined, devoted, and he goes after the deceived one, not the disobedient one. The lost person desires to be found through their deception because they realize they have been tricked and misled. But the disobedient person doesn't want to be found because he or she desires to remain fickle. Fourthly, we see the security. I like this part. If so be that he find it and rejoices more of that sheep than of the 99 which went not astray. Returning back safely in the shepherd's loving arm is what I call security. There has been a successful search and rescue effort, and the sheep is free and out of harm's way. Thank you, Lord. And then lastly, we see the Savior. Verse 14 says, even so, it is not the will of your Father, which is in heaven, that one of these little ones should perish. None of the sheep, none of God's children are lost because Jesus loses none. He loses nobody. He loses nothing. If you belong to Christ, you will never be lost. Hallelujah. Because if you are deceived, Jesus will find you and he'll forgive you and return you to the fellowship with him and the 99 disciplined sheep. And so today we thank God for sending Jesus to save us from our sins. Jesus rescued his children from eternal damnation. Through his death, burial, and resurrection, purchased my salvation. Thank you, Lord. As I conclude this message, let me just tell you, God's love is the real deal. He proved it when he sent his only begotten son, Jesus, the Christ, to die and save you and me from sin and from ourselves. He paid the ransom. He rescued us and placed us back in a right relationship with the Father. The truth of the matter is, God keeps it 100 because none of his children will ever be lost. If God keeps it 100, what does he expect of his children? Let us pray. Eternal God, our Father, thank you for loving us collectively and individually, and for purchasing our salvation through Jesus shedding his blood on the cross at Calvary. Lord, it's my prayer you help us to hear and obey your voice so that we will not wander off the path of righteousness. We pray that someone will receive this word and that those who have wandered off will be found and returned back to the 99. We pray this in Jesus' name.